This is the way we have our fun, have our fun, have our fun. This is the way we have our fun, and fun time every morning. Hi there, fun timers, and hello to all the boys and girls, old or young, big or small. All our fun time friends. Let's really have fun today, shall we? Well, I have a story, which I'm certain you're going to like very much, and then a game to start us off with a great big time. Let's run to our stables now and get our beautiful dappled gray pony, shall we? And get all set to go for a fast, fast ride around the country. Now remember, you must put the saddle on him, and we're going to fly over hill and dale just as fast as we can, galloping, galloping, galloping across the hills. Now here we go, hang on to your horses, because we're going to gallop fast. Here come three dukes a-riding, riding, riding. Here come three dukes a-riding, prancing, prancing, tantadara. Galloping, galloping, round we go. What are you riding here for, here for, here for? What are you riding here for, ransom, ransom, tantadara? Once more, turn around the other way, fun timers, around the other way. I think that I'll take this one, this one, this one. I think that I'll take this one, ransom, ransom, tantadara. Oh, good. Hello there, fun timers. Oh, that was a fast ride. I almost lost my breath, didn't you? Well, I think we'd better sit right down now for a little moment and hear our tale today of a very lovely girl and all the difficulties she got into. Are you listening? Now, prick up your good ears, because I know you're going to like this story. It's called The Story of 12 Months. Once upon a time, there was a woman who had two daughters. One was pretty and kind, and her name was called Dobrunka. Dobrunka. She was only a stepdaughter, and the other was an ugly, wicked girl, and her name was Katinka. Katinka. Now, as you can guess, ugly Katinka and her mother were very jealous of pretty Dobrunka. They made her do all the work about the house, and she was obliged to sweep and to cook and to spin and weave and care for the cow and the garden, while Katinka lived like a princess and did nothing at all. But Dobrunka worked with goodwill, and every day she grew more beautiful and more fair to see, and lazy Katinka grew more ugly and more selfish. One day in winter, the middle of winter, Katinka took a fancy and said, I want some violets. Dobrunka, go out to the forest and bring me some violets. I want some. Violets? Why, there are no violets in the middle of winter. The forest is white with snow. Hold your tongue and do as you're bid. I want some violets, and if you don't get some, I'll tell Mother. Oh, I'll try to do as you say. If you tell her, she'll beat me. Ha, ha, ha. As if I care. I want some violets. Well, I'll try to get some. I'll try to get some somewhere. And so little Dobrunka left and went into the forest weeping. Where could she find violets in the middle of winter? Everything was covered with snow. There wasn't even a footpath. On and on she wandered until she all but lost her way, and not a violet was to be seen in all the white wilderness. She sighed. Oh, I won't be able to find any. And then with a little shiver, she plunged deeper into the forest. For it was useless to turn back without the flowers. And then all at once, she saw a strange light. She ran toward it. With a cry, she was amazed to see that nearer and nearer There was a bright light. A great fire was built upon a huge rock. And at last she came to it. A strange sight met her eyes. Around the fire were 12 stones. And on each stone sat a strange figure wrapped in a large cloak. Now, 3 of these cloaks were white like snow. And 3 were green like the grass of the meadows. And 3 were golden like the sheaves of ripe wheat. And 3 were purple like the grapes on the vine. These strange figures were the 12 months of the year. Now, January was the oldest. He wore a white cloak and a long white beard. And in his hand was a twisted iron staff. As Dobrunka timidly came forward toward the fire, he arose from his stone to meet her.
Why have you come here, my child? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for violets, sir. I'm trying to find some violets.
Violets? There are no violets in the middle of winter.
I know, sir. I know, but my sister wants them. And my mother will beat me if I don't bring her some. Oh, good sir, please tell me where I may find them. Old January smiled kindly at Dobrunka. And then he turned to a figure in a dark green cloak. And he put the twisted iron staff in his hand.
Brother March, this is your business.
And March arose from his seat. And he stirred the fire with his staff. And suddenly, it was spring. The snow had melted, and the buds bloomed on the trees, and the grass turned green underfoot, and the violets opened, and everything was lovely and fair.
Make haste, my child, and gather your violets.
Dobrunka gathered a large bouquet of the fragrant flowers, and then she thanked the 12 months for their kindness, and she joyfully ran home. But wicked Katinka, instead of being pleased, turned up her nose and pretended not to be the least bit interested.
I suppose you found those violets growing in the forest.
Well, yes, sister. In the very heart of the woods. They were on the ground and they looked like a beautiful purple carpet.
A likely story.
And that was all the thanks that Dobrunka got for her trouble. Well, it wasn't long before Katinka wanted something else. And this time, it was red apples.
I want some red apples. Dobrunka, go into the forest and bring me some.
Red apples? Oh, but there aren't any red apples in the middle of winter. The forest is white with snow.
Hold your tongue and do as you're bid. I want some red apples, and if you don't get some, I'm going to tell Mother.
Oh, don't. If I don't do as you say, she'll beat me.
Oh, what do I care? All I want is some red apples. Some shiny red apples, and you get them, too.
Well, I'll try to get them, but I don't know where I can find them. I'll try. And poor Dobrunka went into the forest again, weeping, for where could she find red apples in the middle of winter? Dobrunka hastened on. She suddenly thought of the 12 months. Perhaps they could help her. As she hastened through the forest, once more she came to the fire of the 12 months. She came up to the warm fire, and January came up to her with his twisted iron staff in his hand. He rose and met her.
Are you here again, child?
Yes, sir. My sister has sent me out to find some red apples.
Red apples? There are no red apples in the middle of winter.
I know, sir. But if I don't bring her some, my mother will beat me. And, oh, sir, please tell me where I could find some red apples. Old January smiled very kindly at Dobrunka, and then he turned to a figure in a purple cloak, and he put the twisted staff in his hand.
Brother September, this is your business.
And September rose, and he stirred the fire with the staff, and suddenly the flames arose, the snow melted, and there stood before her a beautiful apple tree filled with red fruit.
Haste, my child, and shake the tree twice.
Dobrunka shook the tree just twice, and each time an apple fell from the branch. With the rosy apples held tightly in her hand, Dobrunka thanked the 12 months for their kindness, and she joyfully ran home as quickly as she could. But wicked Katinka, instead of being pleased with the red apples, turned up her nose and wasn't the least bit grateful.
I suppose you found those apples growing in the forest. Think you're smart.
Yes, sister, in the very heart of the woods, there was a tree that had red, red apples on them, as red as a cherry tree in July. A tree red with them?
Why did you bring only two?
Well, I was only permitted to shake the tree twice, and then two apples fell.
You lie. You lie. You ate the rest anyway.
Oh, no, sister, I didn't touch them.
You're a wicked girl. And I'll have more of these fine apples. I'll go into the forest and find them myself. And I'll shake the tree so hard that all the apples will be mine.
And greedy Katinka wrapped herself in a fur coat, and she hastened out into the forest. Everything was covered with snow. There wasn't even a footpath. Katinka soon lost her way. She pushed on, determined to have the fine fruit from the apple tree. And it wasn't long before she spied the light of the fire. And soon she came to the place where the 12 months were seated, each on his stone.
'Why have you come here? What do you want?'
'What matters it to you, you old fool? It's none of your business. I came here, and I'm going, and it's none of your business.' With this sharp reply, Katinka plunged into the forest. And January frowned. He raised his staff above his head, and in the twinkling of an eye, the sky was overcast, and the fire went out, and the snow began to fall, and the wind began to blow, and Katinka couldn't see her way before her. The snow fell faster, and the wind blew harder and harder, and Katinka was lost in the whirl of white. And meanwhile, Katinka's mother waited home for her. The hours passed, and Katinka didn't return. At last, her mother took up her fur coat and hastened out into the forest, where it was all frozen and white. In vain, she called,
"Katinka! Katinka, where are you? Katinka!"
There was no answer. Deeper and deeper and deeper into the woods she plunged. The storm grew worse. Everything was covered with ice. The snow fell fast, and the wind blew harder, and soon she too was lost in a whirl of white. Dobrunka waited at home throughout the evening, and then she stayed up all night, but no one returned. In the morning, she took her wheel, and she spun a whole distaff full. There was still no news, and the sun was shining through an icy mist, and the ground was covered with snow. Kind Dobrunka prayed for her mother and sister, but they didn't return. They were lost forever in the forest. So Dobrunka became the mistress of the house, of the cow and of the garden, to say nothing of a piece of meadow nearby. And as you can guess, the 12 months always remembered her kindly. More than once, when the north wind blew very fearfully and the windows shook. Old January stopped up all the crannies in the house with snow so that the cold couldn't come in. And Dobrunka lived to a very good old age, and she was kind and happy. For the saying goes, she had winter at her door, and summer in the barn, and autumn in the cellar, and she had spring in her heart. And that, boys and girls, is the end of our story of the 12 months. It's a good story to remember when we feel ugly and spiteful and rude like a tinker, don't you think? I wonder if some of you could guess the months that we didn't mention. We thought of March and of September. What are some of the other months? Can you guess them? If you can, I'll take you for a surprise ride. There's April, and there's February, and there's July, and June, and October, and November, and December. And we forgot one. What one did we forget? We forgot May. But you really did a fine job of guessing there, fun timers. And I really think that you deserve a ride. And we're going to go for a train ride around the country. A train ride, a fast train ride around the country. So you're going to move your arms back and forth and up and down, just like the wheels of a train. And you're going to make train sounds. As you go chugging down the road. Here we go. Pull the whistle cord. All aboard! And we stop and get set to go slowly. Here we go. Away we go. Toot, 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 see how we rush along. I am an engine with a busy crew. Tear the bath across, sing, ting, ding-a-ling-a-ling. I sing, choo, 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 choo. Round the other way, around the corner. Choo, 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 the wind flies along with me, singing its song of happy glee. So much noise we're making, a puffing, a singing. Choo, 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 choo. Well, that was just fine, fun timers. Let's do it once more, shall we? This time we're going to start very, very slowly, and we're going to go faster and faster, just like a train does. Here we go. Now pull your whistle cord, and here we go. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, I sing, choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. And now we're home again, after seeing lovely country. I think for now, fun timers, that this is about all for fun time. And of course, it's time to help Mother, and maybe even time to get ready to go out and play. So let's get into a gay mood, shall we? And start the day with a song in our hearts, our happy fun time song, and let's sing it loud, shall we? Here we go. This is the way we have our fun, have our fun, have our fun. This is the way we have our fun on fun time every morning. Bye, fun timers. Bye.